This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now, thoughts on the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., killed by an assassin in Memphis on this day in 1968. His four children have worked to carry on his vision through the King Center in Atlanta with a focus on nonviolent social change. That's a legacy that includes safeguarding Dr. King's intellectual property. Marketplace's special correspondent Lee Hawkins filed this reflection.
We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
In his last speech, a determined Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave his prophetic I've been to the mountaintop speech to striking Memphis sanitation workers. He urged his followers to keep marching, though conceding that he might not live to see the progress.
Like anybody, I would like to live a long life.
His expectation was based on years of being violently attacked, having his house bombed, and other assaults. Dr. King was assassinated the next day, April 4, 1968, while standing on the balcony of the Lorraine Motel. King's awareness of his mortality made him think about the future financial security of his family.
My father was a public figure, but he was a private citizen.
Bernice King is Dr. King's youngest child and CEO of the King Center in Atlanta. 56 years since her father's death, she and her siblings have fought to maintain access to her father's words, especially her late brother Dexter. She reflected on her brother's work at a news conference following his death.
Daddy protected his own intellectual property. He copyrighted and went to court over the I Have a Dream speech, and that we're following in his stead to adequately protect it so it doesn't go off the rails, at least as long as we live and breathe in this first generation.
Being a king comes with the heavy responsibility of carrying the weight of her father's name forward.
Many people would ask, what is your legacy? I tell them, look, I don't have to discover a legacy. I was born into a legacy.
Right.
We were born into a legacy. And we each have a defined role to carry forward that legacy.
The Martin Luther King Jr. estate is worth nearly $10 million today. However, there's no reliable way to account for the cost of the violence and the trauma the families endured. Isaac Newton Ferris, the son of Dr. King's late sister, Christine King Ferris, tells me about some of the painful moments that followed Dr. King's assassination.
Hardest death for any of us to deal with was the murder of my grandmother. She was the big mama in terms of our family. She was looked at it by all of us as a loving, giving person. She was not the one out there on the front line. She was supportive and she believed what her family members were doing on the front line, but she was not on the front line literally herself. So for somebody to come into the church and shoot her while she's praying the Lord's Prayer, it was a challenging moment for all of us.
I asked him if he was ever afraid as a child.
I was, because there were a couple of instances, a few times when literally the police came to my elementary school and just to say to the principal and to the teachers, look, there's been a threat made against the family, and not just Dr. King. You know, the threat is beyond them, and it's affecting the kids. We've grown up in an environment where we didn't have the luxury of, hey, this is a world of free love and you can trust everybody. We didn't have that luxury. So in that respect, I do think our childhood, in that small way, we were kind of robbed of our innocence, so to speak.
The family was often under FBI surveillance, especially in 1963, after King's iconic I Have a Dream speech. Still, Mr. Newton Ferris doesn't hold the government wholly responsible for the family's trauma.
We looked at it more as elements of the government. J. Edgar Hoover was an element of the government. But so was the Supreme Court that ruled in Brown versus Board of Education. So was the American Congress and American Senate with no black senators and only five black congressmen that passed the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act.
For the King descendants, inheriting a brand that promotes nonviolent social change and racial unity has come with some pretty heavy burdens. It has an inimitable place in the ongoing story of the United States. I'm Lee Hawkins for Marketplace.